Jeff Blankman joined here today by Kyra Walterman with the Kemper Knights. Of course, she's going to be heading now to Bethany Lutheran up in Mankato, Minnesota to continue her education as well as play soccer. So, Kyra, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on getting this decision and posting it out to social media the other day.
Thank you.
You betcha. You and I were chatting. You really love soccer. You also enjoy wrestling a lot, I think, as well. So this recruiting process for you is probably interesting because you were looking at doing one sport or maybe two sports. So kind of take us through the thought process of what you were looking for in a school and stuff for athletics and also maybe for your major.
So, yeah, I looked at two different schools at a time, and honestly, I was thinking about doing both soccer and wrestling after school or after high school. And my decision really came down to Bethany, but that's what made me decide soccer over wrestling and not doing both of them. I also looked at Cornell, which is in Iowa, Mount Vernon, Iowa, and I was going to do both sports there. But I think for my major-wise, Bethany really has a good exercise science program, and it will really help me be successful in the area of physical therapy.
Did that part of it, the education part of it in your major, play as much of a role of where you were going to go as the athletic side of things?
I think, yeah, it did. Also, the team aspect of, like, the team up in Bethany was just exactly what I was looking for, which the family-oriented, like, they all get along, and it was so fun to be around their team and, like, hang out with them.
How many trips did you get to make up to Bethany?
I made two, and then coming up, I'll have an overnight, like, with the team and, like, basically be a college student for a day or 2 days.
So you said this was a long process, though, because school started to reach out to you your sophomore year. So who were some of the early schools that started to reach out to you?
The first school that reached out to me was NIAC in Mason City, and that was my first ever visit. And then I went and visited Iowa Central Co. over in Iowa City, and then Cornell, which that one was my second option. And then other ones like Iowa Western, and then I had a few from Kansas, but they just weren't sticking out to me as much as the ones that I actually went and visited.
When did Bethany Lutheran come into the picture, and was it them coming into you, or did you reach out to them?
So they reached out to me, and I was honestly thinking about verbally committing to Cornell, but I was like, around September that I was like, I'll give them a shot, like I'll go up and I'll visit them. And then I went up and visited during homecoming, and I just like fell in love with it. And I didn't make the decision till around November, just to make sure like I was making the right decision. And it was a good decision that when I made it.
So take me through that trip. What is it that swayed you so much that you went from thinking you were going to Cornell to knowing that Bethany Lutheran was probably the right choice for you?
So I went there on their homecoming. And so up there, homecoming is their soccer game. Like here in Iowa, we have like football as our homecoming game, but up there it's a soccer game. And I got to hang out with the team the entire day, stay in the dorm rooms with them, like just have the whole team experience without the actual playing part. And I think since for the team side of things or the athletic side of things, family-oriented team aspect was really what I was looking for. And obviously a team that plays good and like plays the way I like to play. And when I went up there, it just like felt perfect, and their team atmosphere is amazing up there. And obviously they had an amazing season too.
What did you like about the campus and other parts of the trip beyond just kind of being able to bond with the team as well as you did?
Some things that I liked about it was the dorms are huge, and they have two walk-in closets, and me being a girl, I really like that. Their campus is obviously beautiful. They have an entire just building just for physical therapy in itself, which I thought was very cool. And the different machines that they have in that room was like very cool, and like the tests that they do. And they obviously have the religious side of things, which I really enjoy. They have a chapel on campus too, which is absolutely beautiful. So.
And you also mentioned here a little bit ago that, you know, they play your style of soccer, and especially with the family aspect. What do you enjoy about soccer as far as the style that you want to play, and how do you feel you fit in for them?
They play the kind of same thing where we have the 1D mid. We mostly have 1D mid, and that's the place I like to play the most. Obviously, during soccer season, I play a lot of positions that wherever coach really needs me. But they play with that 1D mid, and I really like that, how they stack their attacking mid and their defensive mid on top of each other. And then from there, they work around. And, I mean, obviously when they play different teams, they change it up just like we do in high school. But that's what they mostly play, and that's like their center of – that's like their go-to formation.
What is it about that position that you feel the most comfortable? Where do you feel you're good there? And then at the same time, where can you still improve?
I like that position. I can see most of the field from there. Obviously, normally I have my four defenders like behind me, but from there I can see mostly up. I can still shoot from that area, but I can like move the ball up to the forwards. And things for improvement is honestly my attacking mid. It's not my strong suit. I don't normally play there, but when I am put there, I definitely think I can strengthen my skills there. Or even I've moved up to forward sometimes when we don't have the certain players that we need for that game. And I think just working on my shooting and my strength and my confidence when shooting those shots from that far away.
You kind of grew your love of soccer as a young girl, the way it sounds. You said you got involved with youth programs and stuff. When you were younger, how did you get involved in those youth programs? And then how quickly did you realize that this was a sport that you really enjoyed?
So I started when I was really little, when I saw my friend doing it, and I was like, I wanted to try it. And then I got put out there, and I was honestly the goalie for multiple years before I changed to being an on-field player when we got to the longer fields. But it didn't feel like a chore when I was playing. I didn't feel like I had to be there. Like, it was just fun, and it just like let go of anything else that was going on in my life.
Now, you also mentioned that wrestling was going to be a possibility if you'd have went to Cornell. You'd have done both. I know you got into wrestling when you got into the high school ages, but what did you love about the sport of wrestling in your wrestling career at high school? Just ended here just the other day.
The thing I loved most about it was, or the sport, is that you dictate what happened on that mat, and you push yourself to be the best that you can be. And you know that if you lost that match, it was on yourself and it was no one else. And it's also like a mental game when it comes to the sport of wrestling, because it is physically tiring, but you can push yourself past those levels, and anyone is beatable depending on whatever record it is. And I guess that's what I love about it. And also a team aspect is nice, but having that victory for yourself, or like you personally did that to bring yourself there, really, that's what I really enjoy about the sport.
Was it difficult to give up wrestling and go somewhere where you were just going to be able to play soccer?
A little bit, but I just know that it was the best fit for me. And I honestly, doing two sports would be a lot, but I know I would have been able to handle it well. But just sticking to one and focusing on that and school, I feel like will be a good challenge enough for me.
You said you waited a little while before you went ahead and you know, finalized that decision. What did you think about during that time? And what was kind of the thing that made you go, okay, this is the right choice, that Bethany Lutheran is where I need to go?
Honestly, me just talking about the college, like when people would ask me, oh, where are you going, or where do you think you can see yourself? Like, my head just always went back to Bethany and what it was like there, and how I just felt so welcome, like, the second I stepped on campus. And it was just such a fun environment. And honestly, I couldn't stop talking about it when I left there. So I think that just kind of like finalized my decision and knew, and them reaching out to me constantly and like seeing if I needed anything else really just helped me.
When you called the coaches at Bethany Lutheran and reached out to them and said, I'm coming there, what did they say? What was their reaction like?
They were so excited. They were waiting for me for quite a while to like finally say. So they finally were like, hey, well, if you send all your information in and you commit, like, do it by this time. So it's not that I was really forced into it, but it was like, you need to make a decision. And I think for myself, it took so much stress off of my shoulders, and not worrying about, oh, where am I going? Or like, where does my future hold? So they were pretty excited, and I was just as excited.
So then what was the wait until here recently to announce on social media? You said you kind of made that decision and signed back in November. What was the waiting period? Was that just for you to kind of have some time to relax a little bit?
I just didn't know exactly how I wanted to like announce it or like what to say. And I needed to reach out and text all my other coaches that I did make a decision and I wasn't coming to their school. 'Cause that's always, for me, that's hard to like, say that, oh, I'm thinking about it, and then just like ripping the Band-Aid off and saying I actually made a decision. So it kind of was just me to give me time to text all of those other coaches back that I said I was interested in their school, or like went and visited them and text them and say that I committed somewhere else, and then make the final post.
So you got one more year left of your high school soccer season. Practice going to be starting here in about a month or so. What are the goals for you individually and for the team as a whole for you?
I think personally is just keep playing my style of soccer, and just like keep up the shots, just keep up the intensity, and keep having fun, not get hurt. It's probably another goal, because I seem to get hurt a lot. So just keeping that up, team bonding with all the other ones, because it is my last year, and all the friends that I've made, and honestly just improving my game.
You mentioned your injury past. I didn't want to bring that part up, but you did. With all the things you've had to deal with and how you've had to fight back just to be able to play so many different times, is that kind of what got you into leaning towards the major that you're going into, a physical therapy, or did you already kind of think that was something that you wanted to do?
Yeah, so my injury is what made me choose. I was going to go into the military, and I was pretty set on that until my injury. And so my injury, I obviously went to physical therapy like 3 times a week, because I wanted to get back at my sports, because I pretty much play sports year round besides summer. And it just really, I really wanted to get back. So going to physical therapy, and my physical therapist literally helping me so much, not only physically, but mentally, like, I want to be that person for someone else. So that's really what helped me pick my specific major.
And it sounds like Bethany Lutheran's got a really good program for you up there.
Yes, they do.
Well, I tell you what, Kyra, it's been a lot of fun watching you. I get a chance to still cover you in soccer coming up this spring. So appreciate all the time here today. I think you're going to have a great career up there and a great upcoming season. So thank you for joining us here today, and congratulations with having that weight lifted off your shoulder by having your decision done.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Kyra Walderman again with the Kemper Knights. Again, she's going to be headed to Bethany Lutheran to continue her educational career as well as play soccer.